100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so we've got ourselves a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and this happens. The topic this week was a pick two, and you picked two of the following: dumb, hacked, cherry, drunk, cage, line, hammer, and wolves. We've got stories from Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Lizzie, Tom, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. So let's go ahead and have ourselves a listen. I hope you enjoy this, and it's Sunday, so relax. It'll be all right. Now, where's that stop button?
Greetings, rock beasts. Munzee here with a quick message that I mean you are beasts who like to rock, not beasts who are actually made of rocks. Glad to clear that up. Now, on with the story. On Slow Nights by Christopher Monroe. Sometimes a man needs to get drunk on rum and cherry coke whilst watching B-movies. Whether Hammer Horror, New Line Cinema, or something dumb by Nicolas Cage, I suspect you've had this impulse too. It's a fun evening, though not one you can partake in every night. Moderation and whatnot. I live-tweet the experience myself, though I suspect nobody's as amused by it as me. Now that I think about it, I ought to do that again sometime soon. Something where 90s-style computers are hacked, perhaps. Or the one where Liam Neeson fights wolves. I'll figure something out. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's me, rock beasts. And with that, I leave you to your day. No doubt to spend it rocking out with, or without, particular pieces of your anatomy also hanging out.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher. Here for week 521, and it's a pick two this week. I've got a pair of stories, and my first one is called Gym Rat. One of the things that keeps me out of gyms is the presence of the annoying jock. You know the type. He's not there to keep in shape. He's there to show that he's better than you. A solid week of rain kept me from my usual outdoor routine, so, reluctantly, I went to the office gym. Sure enough, one guy was there at the dumbbells, preening at the two women in the room as he curled one arm and then the other, each time grunting audibly. The women ignored him, but he kept trying. Well, that hacked me off. I was going to hate myself later, but I wanted to finish in peace. "What big muscles you have," I said, with a leer that he couldn't miss. He couldn't leave quickly enough. And my second story is called The Three R's. Once upon a time, the school used a tracking system. Smart kids in one set of classes, dumb kids in another. Somehow that was supposed to be bad for the self-esteem of the dumb kids, so the school ended tracking, and the kids were thrown to the wolves. Parents complained, so the school instituted an advanced placement program so smart kids could opt in, and order was restored to the educational universe. Then the school overlords noticed racial disparities in participation. Administrators conjectured that the problem was that households where English was not spoken did not learn about the AP program. The program conducted entirely in English. The moral of this story is, think twice before calling a child dumb, but don't hesitate to apply the label to a school administrator. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and this week I have four stories, each one using two of the pick two topics. The first is called Oops. How could I have been so dumb? Hacked by a ransomware scammer. because I'd stupidly opened what I thought was an unpaid invoice. Worse, I'd opened it in work. Now the whole network was locked up with the clock ticking. If I didn't come up with the demand in bitcoins, we'd lose the lot. Petabytes of sensitive data wiped out, thanks to my stupidity. Fortunately, because of my work, I have contacts. A couple of phone calls, followed by a long, tense wait, and then success. And that's how a lowly accounts clerk nearly brought down the CIA. How could I have been so dumb? Getting blind drunk on cherry kirsch is never a good idea. And the good ideas I have when I'm in that state rarely turn out to be quite that impressive in the cold light of day. Like the ransomware thing, I thought I was being clever. Disguised as a laundry bill, I thought it would be hilarious to send it to the CIA, never once thinking anyone there would be stupid enough to fall for it. It's not fun anymore. I'm just waiting now for that fateful knock on the door. How could I have been so dumb? My big chance to get even with my former employer. I blew it. When the guy came on the line panic-stricken because he'd locked up the network, thanks to some second-rate amateur hacker, I should have left him to face the music. Better still, I could have got in on the action, creamed off my own share of the ransom, and retired to some sunny beach somewhere. What a missed opportunity. I stepped out of the Faraday cage, back to the real world. Guess I'm just one of the good guys. How could I have been so dumb? The accounts guy was trouble, just too cocky for his own good. An accident waiting to happen. I should never have hired him. Does he really think we don't know about his little misadventure nearly closing us down? People like that need to be taught a lesson, and trust me, the hammer is going to fall. The guys who'll be conducting his disciplinary are not known for their charity. And by the time they've finished with him, he'll wish he'd never been born. Time to feed him to the wolves. And there you go. Those are my stories. And that's me done. So until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Cherry red. It's my favorite color. But you do need an eye for detail. Nick a vein by mistake, and you get that gloopy, sticky, blue-tinged mess. It's a horrible shade that ruins the scene. I'm an artist, you see, and color is everything. But, executed properly, you'll get a wonderful spray of bright arterial blood. Fresh and glorious. That's what I crave. It's only painstaking, precision work that produces a masterpiece. It's rarely appreciated though. I read the headlines. The victim was hacked to death. Hacked. How dare they? I'm an artist. Everyone's a critic.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When staring at a line of people, it's often difficult to spot who the dumb ones are. Sometimes they just look dumb. Other times, they hide it under a layer of apparent effectiveness. Phones are now especially useful for that. People look like they have extremely busy lives doing extremely important things. When the newest computer game came out, hacker John X watched the line of people standing at the entrance of the store waiting impatiently for the doors to open, and he was sure of one thing. They were all dumb. No exceptions. Their eagerness would be their downfall. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Welcome to a new decade. And I've got a story for you this evening. It's called, Which End of the Line Do You Stand? Dumb ideas abound. When someone in the shop has one, and it goes seriously wrong, his dick's in a ringer. But let management do the same, and they are seen as risk-takers, bold, and given infinite corporate opportunities to fuck over. Seems there's no glass basement you can't break through. Take the smartest guy in the room, Carly Fiorina. Damn near killed HP. And Frank Lorenzo, who was named one of Time's 10 worst bosses of the century. Hacks in suit, a lot of them. They'd use a damn hammer on a Phillips head screw. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 521 with a prompt of choose two. I'd like to thank whoever that was that read my story for me last week. For filling in when my computer was unwilling to cooperate. So, here's my story. When his shift ended, Mickey shot a beeline for the library. He knew he was dumb to think he might still find Polecat. Dating back to the 1890s, the building was dark like a cave, with side passages, which he was sure led to dens inhabited by orcs, dragons, and werewolves. Manic clicking led Mickey to a corner where a girl hacked at a computer keyboard. She swayed as if drunk. Her long red-brown hair was familiar. Then the hammer dropped.
Cherry Cola, what are you doing?
Monkey boy, she said. Nice to see you're out of your cage. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazoino here with a story on two subjects, dumb and wolves. They're coming. People thought that genetically modifying dogs for intelligence would just make them into better companions, better guide dogs, better at everything we have dogs for. It just made them better at everything, period. Better at running away, better at foraging in the wild. In wolf country, better at joining wolf packs. The bigger breeds can mate with wolves. Natural selection is doing the rest. Intelligence is such an advantage that the number of smart dog wolves is doubling with every generation. They say their howls sound like language. When will they get here? I lie awake every night, listening.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that Bob Grundy is as dumb as a bag of hammers, but I don't know how you measure the intelligence of a bag of hammers. I tried to test some of it with the maze we used to test mice, but the bag doesn't nearly fit into the maze. It was built for mice, not bags or hammers. And I don't think cheese has much appeal to bags of hammers. Although I did notice when I offered a bag of hammers a cigarette, it didn't accept the cigarette. Smarter than me, as I suppose, as I hack and cough painfully.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on that pick, too. I won't go over the list again. You can just look at the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic will be I'm sorry. So go ahead, think about that topic for a bit, and then write. Remember, you can use the exact words, or you can play around with it, or not use the words at all. Just see what you come up with. It's all right. Don't be sorry. You can go to the show notes, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can click this, click... I don't know what to say. There are no ads, there are no sponsors. I don't have any pod partners, really. I mean, you can go to this network or go to that network. Want to know what I use? I use Stitcher. And it works, and now you can listen later. So I listen to it in the car. There you go. What am I listening to? It's on the site, under favorites. Although I should probably update it. There are one or two, like Criminal or others, that I listen to now. So thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.